It's a dangerous thing to give people like me too much time to think. And over the last couple of weeks, I've had too much thinking time. And maybe it's because of July the 4th and all the thinking about what it's cost those that have laid down their life for this country in the early years. And if they were to come back, what would they think about us? And that wasn't enough. Then I got to thinking, those that laid down their life for the early church, if they were to come back, what would they think? Men like Abram, who we all call father. And then I got to thinking, oh my goodness, this year we celebrate our 20th anniversary as a church. I find it no wonder the song that we were singing in my short issue about our DNA, because we're imprinted with a DNA that began with a patriarch, a unique man by the name of Adler. And I don't care who we are in 40 years, his imprint is going to be part of who we are as a church. Just like I don't care what happens to the Christian church, the imprint of Abram is going to be part of who we are in another 200 years, if God should tarry. And all of this has just kind of been waffling through me. And of course, it's July the 4th. And I got caught up on fireworks and celebration. And then I started asking myself, and I'm going to ask you this morning, have you ever stopped to think about what God had to go through to grab your attention? I mean, seriously, none of us went out and found God. I know it's this euphemism, I found Christ. No, you didn't. He wasn't lost. He's never been lost. He's always known where he was. On the other hand, he had to lay down a lot of clues for us, not only for us to find, but for us to be attracted to enough that we might discover and decide to be curious enough to follow. And as I said earlier, and we call ourselves as humans really smart, not so much. In Hebrews, the 11th chapter, in the 6th verse, we learn, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Well, let me give you the other side of that coin. God's got to give us the faith to even believe. So, without faith, we can't believe. God generously provides us the faith. See, there are two ways that we can choose to live this life. One way, which, by the way, in today's culture is the natural way, is that we live by sight. I believe it because I see it. I believe in my checkbook because in it it says I have money. A couple of years ago, we found out how erroneous that was overnight. People had money when they went to bed, and the next morning, they were broke. I had a friend who had millions of dollars one day, and the next day, because of Madoff, had nothing. We base everything on what we see. That's the way in the world. Then there's a way that's less traveled. It's the way to live by faith. It's based primarily, ultimately, on what we don't see. That's the Christian way, the biblical way. The way that people have lived for years. In Hebrews 11, we see how faith caused Abel to live or to worship God, and Enoch to walk with God, and Noah to work for God. Today, I want us to see three specific ingredients necessary for us to live by faith. Drawn, yes, from the life of Abram, who later would be known as Abraham, recorded in the 11th chapter. But I'm going to make it personal. See, it's very easy for us to look at the once upon a time, the by and by, but I'm going to make it more personal. As Father Scott said so eloquently, I'm going to tell a story. I'm going to tell a story about a personal hero that I have that y'all all know of. Some of you have met. A man that a number of you have told me, I don't like him. To the point I quit talking about him. I got to see recently the rest of the story in his life that's coming. His name is Randy Adler. The patriarch, as Abraham is the patriarch of our faith, Randy Adler is the patriarch of this movement called the Charismatic Episcopal Church. As I believe, no man could have been better chosen than Abraham, or God would have chosen him, with all his bristles and thorns that I'm sure if we had known him back then, he had. No man could have been better chosen than Randolph Adler 21 years ago, with all his bristles and thorns. Was he an administrator? No. Was he a prophet and a man that lived by faith? Yeah. How do you start a movement? You don't do it by management, I don't think. Anyway, so I want to talk about three examples that we find today that I think are vital for us to remember in our own lives. The first one is true faith involves a willingness to obey what God says and not give up on what God says, even when it sounds like it goes against the currents of the day. And we find ample examples of this in the Bible. God's ways don't make sense. They contradict just about everything we understand. Now, we got to make sure that we're hearing the voice of God. And that really had to be hard for Abram, because God had never spoken that anyone knew of. Abram lived in the Ur of the Chaldees, and he was fat, dumb, and happy. He was a rich man. He had all the things he ever needed. When God called his number, I can see it now. His phone rings. Hello? God calling. God who? When God calls us and he gets our attention, and saints of God, God can get our attention. It means a change in circumstances, taking us from a place of comfort and or a life of sin. But there's a change coming. In Hebrews 11:8, it says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. God, who are you? You want me to go where? It was not Abraham's plan, as far as we know, to ever leave Ur of the Chaldeans. When God revealed himself, he called Abram to a life of faith. He called him out of Ur, out of a place of sin, of unbelief, and of comfort. The Word of God calls us not only for faith, but he calls us into an action. True faith always means change. If God's happy with us, he's not going to call us. Let me tell you a story of a young pastor. True story. I'm going to get some of the facts a little out of whack. It's been 21 years since I've heard this story. There was a pastor in South Florida leading a small Pentecostal church, spirit-filled, doing his thing, fat, dumb, and happy, riding down on his hog about 65 miles an hour, happy, wind blowing, no helmet law. Life was good. And all of a sudden, a car was in front of him. And his front of his motorcycle hit the front wheel of that car, and he was airborne. He heard one voice. You're going to live because I'm not finished with you. 250 feet later, he hit asphalt, he rolled, he got up and walked away. Highway patrol said he should have been killed. One voice, you're going to live because I'm not finished with you. I think God got Randy Adler's attention. He didn't know what it was for, but the boy was listening, and he went to pray. See, living by faith is kind of like driving in a fog. Have you ever driven in a heavy fog? You see about 100 feet in front of you, but that's all you see. And you drive that 100 feet, and hopefully you see another 100 feet, and you drive that, and finally you get to your destination. But you don't see more than 100 feet or so in front of you at any one time. Sometimes living by faith, you have just enough to make that little distance. Randy Adler, like Abraham, heard the voice of God. He understood what God was telling him. He didn't understand what the destination was. But he was willing to obey. Number two, true faith involves a willingness to wait. Hardest thing to do. No, you got to call. And you got to say, now what? Ask anyone on the rector's council. 7 years in this building, now what? Ask any of y'all, now what? The life of faith did not end with Abraham when he left the Ur of Chaldees, nor when he set foot in the territory that God had directed his steps towards. Nor did it end with Randy Adler when he hit that asphalt and got some raspberries. Verse 9 continues the story. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, his heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which was the foundations whose builder and maker was God. A great lesson shines forth from the aspects of Abraham's life. As believers, we must be willing to walk by faith. We don't know the destination always. Abraham waited patiently for the promise, but he didn't see it fulfilled. That doesn't mean we don't and that Randy didn't. But it's hard. The in-between times are hard of waiting. Let me go back to Randy. Two other things happened to Randy in South Florida. A man gave Randy Adler a piece of land. Beautiful piece of land. Jutted out into a little river. He said, and it wasn't given to the church, it was given to him. God told, this was back in the 70s. God told him to sell it. He says, ching chang, retirement. Sold it for, I think it was $153,000. Back then, that was a lot of money. He walked out of the banker's office. Ching chang, I am set. God says, you know this ministry down the road that does such and such? He said, yeah. He said, go give them $150,000. But God, he said, I gave you the money in obedience. He went and gave them $153,000. Gave up the check. I don't know if I got that much faith, but Randy did. Then the call came from God for him to move to California. Leave the church he had started and move to California.